Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, I've been on the phone with one of your customer associates or whatever, and we have a charge on our bank statement that we don't recognize, and he can't find it as being a valid charge.
Okay, sir, and please verify the email address.
No, he sent me to a supervisor now.
Yes, sir, I am a supervisor.
And I was talking to my wife. Okay, you know, while this has been going on, you've gotten the last four digits of my credit card, my zip code, my address, and my name. I haven't purchased anything from your organization. That's what the problem is, and I really have a problem with giving you much more information.
Well, sir, we already have the information on file. We just need the customer to verify that this is a part of the fraud protocols and procedures that we have to follow, sir. We have to verify this information.
What is it? Is it Gmail account or another account?
Gmail.
Okay. Well, my BruceDBurrows@gmail.com.
Okay. Would you happen to know a Roberta?
Yeah, Roberta's my wife.
Well, it would be her email address.
Okay.
Roberta
Napton 29@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And please verify the address.
2568 Grand Lakeside Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last four digits of the car number is 2189, May of 2025?
Probably.
Yes, yeah, so this would be for the tracker tag. With the tracker tag, you could put it on your keys if you lose your keys, or you could put it on your luggage if you're going on to a flight or whichever you want to attach it to. It would have started out... Yes, sir. It would start. Yes, sir. I'm getting to that, sir. It would be the $7.45. But whenever the customer signs up for that, they would be enrolled into our membership fee. Which, whenever the customer wants to order more tracker tags, or if they want to order another one of our gadgets that we have, or replacement parts, they'll be able to do that at a discounted price.
Okay. Well, we were charged $50, and we didn't only sign up for any sort of recurring relationship, and I want the charge credited back.
Did you or your wife purchase the tracker tag to begin with?
My wife recalls purchasing a tracker tag, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so with the account being canceled out already, you would not be charged anything else further, but we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
You said the tag costs how much?
The tag costs $7.45, but the membership fee is $49.97.
Yeah, well, not only, I guess, did the tag never work, but we never signed up for a $49.97 ongoing relationship. for support or anything else. So I want the $49.97 refunded.
And we can offer a 50% refund.
Now, ma'am, you know what? We must have paid for the tag. So, you know, I'll pay for the tag. It didn't work, by the way, now that my wife tells me. I want a refund on the membership or whatever this other thing was that we're not going to use. And we did not knowingly sign up for it. So you can keep the $7 or $9 or whatever it is for the tag, but we want the $49.97 charge refunded.
Yes, sir. I've issued a full refund, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Is there a ID number I should have, or a code or anything?
Yes, sir. I can get that for you here in just a moment, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. It's CSN Charlie 25804487 3.
And that's a credit of $49.97 or something, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for your courtesy to me.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Thank you.